left off last week in the middle of the Gemara on Peihei Amud Aleph. The Gemara had a suffix on the second line from the top. Bo minei Rav Sheshes. The Talmidim asked the Shaila of Rav Sheshes, what's the din? Bein mao sheyasa shaliyah sheyeyasa shaliyah. Is the Bezdin allowed to appoint a person as a shaliach Bezdin to beat up his own father, or to curse his own father? The din usually is that the Bezdin appoints a shliach, sometimes they have to appoint a shliach to curse somebody, or to hit someone, to beat someone up. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim in the beginning of Eilu Megalchin, that that's a special heter for the shliach Bezdin. But the shaila over here is, Bau sheyasa shliach, sheyeyasa shliach. Is the Bezdin allowed to appoint a person as a shliach Bezdin to beat up his own father, or to curse his own father? The din usually is that the Bezdin appoints a shliach, sometimes they have to appoint a shliach to curse somebody, or to hit someone, to beat someone up. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim in the beginning of Eilu Megalchin, that that's a special heter for the shliach Bezdin. But the shaila over here is, by the Bein, by the son, there's a double issa, there are two lavim. There's the regular lav of Makah Havera and an additional lav of Makah Ovi V'Imoy. Or you have the regular lav of Mekalal Odom Yisrael and an additional lav of Mekalal Ovi V'Imoy. That was the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that we mentioned last week. The Rambam counts them as two different lavim. Makah Odom Yisrael is one lav and Makah Ovi V'Imoy is another lav. And Mekalal Odom Yisrael is one lav. And Mekalal Ovi V'Imoy is another lav, even though it's all from the same pasuk. That's what we spoke about. There is no separate pasuk for Makah Ovi V'Imoy. It says an Einish Chenek. It says by Mekalal Ovi V'Imoy and Einish Kilo. It says the Einish Befeirush, but it doesn't have a separate lav. It's included in the regular lav. So the Ramban is Masik on the Rambam. Why did he count it as two different lavim? The Rambam himself wrote in the Sharoshim, in Shorosh Tes, that if you have one pasuk that contains within it many different prohibitions, many different isurim, like L'Sof Lol Adam and Av Samach Gimel Amaral. So the Gemara has six different levels of interpretation on the pasuk, and we accept all of them. All of them are included in the pasuk. Or you have the pasuk Lo Sechonim, and Avi Dizor Dav Chocham and Aleph. The Gemara has a pasuk Lo Sechonim. And the Gemara has three different interpretations on the pasuk, Chanoi Bekark, and so on. And we accept all three lahalacha, but you only count it as one lav, Lo Sechonim. You don't count it as three lavim in the minyan amitzvahs. It was only one pasuk, so it's only one lav. And the same thing, Lo Sechol al Adam is only counted as one lav. That's the Rambam. It has all arichas on that pasuk of Lo Sechol al Adam. And here, the Rambam, here the... the Rambam counts a mitzvah sesei, meaning one mitzvah to give all the people chenek, who achar chenek, yeah. Right. The Rambam holds that it's only one mitzvah to give all the people skila. Right? That's the whole trick of the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs, the whole issue of the whole Sefer HaMitzvahs is when do you count it as one mitzvah, when do you count it as many different mitzvahs. Because if you want to count every single mitzvah, so there are millions of mitzvahs. So how can you shrink down the mitzvahs to 613? There are millions and millions of mitzvahs there, Isa. So the whole kunz is to shrink everything down, to combine everything together. But then you can't always shrink everything down. Sometimes you have to count it as two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs says it, two mitzvahs lo says. So here, the Rambam counts this one pasuk of lo Yosef pen Yosef, not to be makeh havero. He counts it twice in the Minyan HaMitzvah, not to beat anybody up in general, and not to make Ovi V'Ima. How did he get that it's two different lavim? For this sugi, because that's the whole premise of the Ibai and the Gemara. So he started to mention, I never got to finish it though, last week. The Netziv has in his Biur on the Shiltas, he quotes a Gemara in Eilu Megalchin. The Gemara in Eilu Megalchin says, Bimarove in Eretz Yisrael. They refer to Eretz Yisrael as Bimarove when a Talmud Chochem did an avle, and he deserved to be punished, so the Bezdin would prefer to give him Malkus Mardis, as opposed to putting him in Cherim, or Nidui. Nimnu Rabbonin and the Gidu, the Tzurim of the Rabbonin, they would rather vote to give him Malkus Mardis, as opposed to voting to put him in Nidui, or Cherim. What's the difference? And why is it only been Marab? What's the difference? It's a Bizayin Atayra. To either case, to give Makas Mardis to a rabbi, or to fire a rabbi from a position, or to put the rabbi in him. Whatever you do is a bizayin atayra. But on the other hand, so bizayin atayra, to let it look as if the rabbi is above the law, if the rabbi did an aver, so he has to be punished. He has to be mevar. If he did an aver, he has to punish him. So once they're punishing already, so how did they decide that they're going to rather give him makas margis mim the rabbanon and the gida? The tzur from rabbanon and the gida means to give makas margis as opposed to giving nidui achera. And why was it only be marava? Why was it only an eretz yisrael? So the Netziv has a whole interpretation. He says that in Chutz Lord you cannot confer smicha. We learned in the first parak in Sanhedrin, smicha can only be given in Eretz Yisrael. His mana is that there's already no smicha in Eretz Yisrael because it has to be ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole chain, the whole shalshela samasor of smicha has already been broken. So today there's nobody alive today who has smicha ish mipi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be able to confer smicha even in Eretz Yisrael. But his manu Amaroyim in the days of the Amaroyim, in the days of the Gemara, they were still conferring smicha in Eretz Yisrael. So b'marava means in Eretz Yisrael where the people have bona fide smicha. So what's the din if you curse hamakal adam Yisrael? Hamakal adam Yisrael is over alav. The pasuk says leisakal cheresh. The pasuk means you're not even allowed to curse a deaf person who can't hear what you're saying and it doesn't hurt him. Kal v'chaim, you're not allowed to curse a person who can't hear. So the mekal of Adam Yisrael is over on the lav of the kal cheresh. One who gives a klola, one who curses, one who has smicha, is over on the lav of Elokim lo yisakala. That's also, the Rambam counts that pasuk twice in the minyan mitzvahs. Elokim loshem kodesh and Elohim loshem chol. Elokim lo yisakala only counts it once, that's the ashor, that's the lav, not to be megadif es Hashem. And one is megadif es Hashem, was mekal v'shem Hashem, is chayv nisim. And Elohim Laisakala Loshem Chol is one who is Mekala Ladayin. Adayin means one who has smicha. So the Netziv interprets in the Gemara, he says, B'marov and Eretz Yisrael, when there would be a Tamachachim who did an Aveira and he deserved to be punished and they felt they have to punish him, that it shouldn't look as if the Rabbanim are above the law, so they prefer to give Makas Mardis rather than to give Nidui, because Nidui is a curse. Nidui is a Klala, that the person should die because of the Aveira that he did. So to curse the person that has smicha is a double aver. The Rambam writes, the Rambam quotes both in the Sefer HaMitzvot and the Mishnah Torah. He quotes it twice, a braisa from the Mechilta of the Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, I think, that one is Mekalel Mutzmach, one is Mekalel Adam Yisrael has smicha, gets double malchus, once because of the lav loisakal cheresh, and the second time because of the lav velahim loisakal. As opposed to makkeh, if you makkeh, Adam Yisrael happens to have smicha, there's no additional lav. There's just a lav of lo yosef pan yosef, but just because he has smicha doesn't add on an additional lisa. So that's what the Gemara says, b'marove in Eretz Yisrael, when they felt they had to be manish, a talmud chacham who had smicha, so rather than give him a klola, rather than put him in nidui. And nidui is a klola and have to violate a double avera. That it chose to give makas mardis and only violate the one aver, because what's the whole heter to give either klola or hakor? That's the heter of shliach dezen. That's the gemara in the first daf in Eilam Megalton. The shliach dezen has a heter whenever necessary to be mekalel and to be makkeh and to destroy him, to rip his clothing and to destroy his property, to be mevazeh him in public, to violate all of these averes when necessary. But whenever it's possible to get away with only one aver as opposed to violating two averes, so why should they do two? So that's what the Gemara says. The Marava, they would give Makas Mardis to a Tamachachim, to a Tzurim Rabbanon, as opposed to giving Klola, because the Klola would be a double Aver. So that's the Pashtus over here also. The Bein, if he's going to be a Shliach, to be Mekalel his own father, or to be Makkeh his own father, the Bein will be in violation of a double Aver. If someone else will serve as the Shliach, there's no longer be in violation of one Aver. So why should, that was the Shaila. Is it permissible to appoint the son as the Shliach Bezen, that the son should use the Hefter Shliach Bezen to be Doicha to Isurim? No, appoint someone else as the Shliach Bezen. They'll only have to violate one Isurim. Why should they violate two Isurim? So this was the Shaila that they asked of Rav Sheshes. So first Rav Sheshes said Muta, then the Gemara brings the Raya. He and her back and forth. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion on the base. Blaipta Shaila, my Havi Alovos, blaipta on the top line on the base. There's no Raya. Everything can be reinterpreted. All the brises on Amun Alf can be reinterpreted. So the Gemara asks on the top line on Amun Beis, my Havi Allah to was blight with the Shaila that the yes of Rav Sheshes, can you appoint the son as a Shliach Bezmi to give Kalola to his own father, to give Hakor to his own father? So the Gemara says the Maskana is that it makes a difference whether the father deserves an Oynish because of Mesis, or because of any other. Lakoil, for all intents and purposes, For all other averus, ain't a bein nasu shlech leov lakos al kalo. For all other averus, not you should not appoint the son as the shliach. Chutz mi meisus by sharia matar lesachmo v'lesachas olov. What's Pama's gonna do? Why does it make a difference lesachmo v'lesachas olov? So we already learned earlier, there is a din of the hitzila ho'eda. The poshim shat nepasik v'hitzila ho'eda says v'shapta ho'eda v'hitzila ho'eda. The eda refers to the bezin of 23. And the bezin should judge. They should consider all the possibilities that he does deserve an onish misa. They should consider the possibilities that she should be acquitted. He should not deserve an onish misa or golus or malchus, whatever the case happens to be. And they should come to a maskon. That's a simple way to read the pasuk. Shaftu heita vitzilu heita goes on a retzeach. Goes on a retzeach. But the Gemara took the pasuk a little bit out of context. The Gemara understands an additional level of interpretation in the pasuk vitzilu heita, that the bezin should always go lehokel. Bezin should always try to acquit whenever possible, if it's within reason. Vitzilu heita, they should always go lehokel for the in the case of din and nefashis, or in the case of malchus. So this din of the hitzilu heita, we learned in the Gemara's earlier, putting together all the Gemara's, applies in two different areas. There's one area, the Seder HaDiun, of how the Bezin should function. We saw that Mishnah many times, Lamed Beis Amad Aleph. The Mishnah says, there's one thing they have in common, Echad Din Amamas Bechad Din in the Parshas, B'Drisha V'Hakira. As far as the Edom are concerned, you need Drisha V'Hakira, both Amamas and the Parshas, this is safe. But there are differences between Mamanus and the Pashas. So one difference is that the Bezna Mamanus is the Giruk, it's enough for the Bezna of 3, as opposed to the Bezna of Din Pashas, you need the Bezna of 23. So that's Xeris HaKosla, that this is 3, and this needs 23. That's not based on the Hitzila. But the other 9 differences, Mishnah is going to list off Hasara Chilukim, Shebei Mamanus, and the Pashas. So one of them is just Xeris HaKosla, Bezna of 3 versus Bezna of 23. And the other 9 are in Yonim of Hatzola, Dahainu. Postkim l'schus, vein postkim l'choyvo, when the bezin starts the case of din nefashis, so they tell the person who's on trial, you don't have to worry in case you're innocent, we're not gonna punish you, we don't punish innocent people, and in order to come to a conclusion, let's say it's a split vote, and the vote is 12 to 11, 12 say chayv misa and 11 say pata for misa. You cannot give an einish misa based on a roiv of echad. You have to have a roiv of shnai. But if 12 say pater and 11 say chayiv, so you can acquit him. You can paskin that he's pater from misa based on a roiv of echad. And you have all the other differences. All the 9 differences between mamanus and nefashis are all based on behitzila ho'edim. That's the first thesis in the perek. And aflam is based on an aleph thesis says. How come there are differences between Mamanus and Nefashis? What happened to the Pasuk, Nishmatecha Yelachev, that we equate Mamanus and Nefashis? So he says, no, because you have this inyan of Hatzolah. And did it Mamanus, it's been Adam Lachaveira. So you can't say, give me a break. And give me a break is going to be, it's going to be to your detriment. If we'll give you a break, it'll be to my detriment. It's too Balidina. But when you're talking about a case of Din Nefashis, or Malchus, or Golus, so then we have the Halacha, we try always to go the Hakka. So that's the one inyan of the Hitzilah Ho'eda in the Seder HaDiyun of the Bezin. The Bezin is supposed to function when they're dealing with the case of Din and Nefashis. And the Gemara says that these 9 Dinim, the Din that you need a Bezin of 23, doesn't make a difference what the case of Nefashis is, whether it's any other case of Nefashis or Mesis and Media. But the other 9 Dinim of the Hitzilah Ho'eda, the Gemara says on Lamed Gim Lamed Beis, do not apply to Shara Niskal, because you don't have to give the Shara Niskal a break. Just like Misan Sabailam, you need a Bezin of 23 to administer Misa to a person, to a Yisrael, so too you need a Bezin of 23 to give Din and Nefashis to the Shor. But the other 9 Dinim of the Hitzila Hu'eda, that doesn't apply to a Shor. There's no Mitzvah of Hatzolah by a Shor. Similarly, the Gemara says, no Din of the Hitzila Hu'eda by Mesis and Medea. The Gemara says on Lami Gimel and Beis, about 15 lines from the top, the Chilufa le Mesis, the Chsiv la Sachma of Lois Lachasolah. The Gemara quotes that pasuk, "L'sachma v'l'sachase," to indicate that the mitzvah of the Hitzilah Ho'eda doesn't apply. All of the 9 dinim of the Seder HaDiyun of Bezin don't apply to din in the Foshet. That was one inyan of the Hitzilah Ho'eda. Then we learned the Gemara. There's another inyan of the Hitzilah Ho'eda on Samach Tesam and Aleph. The Hitzilah Ho'eda in the style of darshaning psukim. Yeah, about 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes again the pasuk, "Shaftu Eidah v'Tzilu Eidah." The Gemara is discussing when you kovea the dinim. The Gemara says, the context, just to remind you, the context is there's a din of Bensor Amor. So the Bensor Amor only applies if the kid is bar mitzvah ready, if the child is before bar mitzvah. So Acherishay to the Kotman is a la bar onshin. Despite the fact that it's not really so much an oinish l'sha'ovar, he's narrowed al shem sofa to serve as the deterrent to prevent him from becoming a juvenile delinquent. Worse, but still, it still is an oinish for having violated an aver. So if the child violated the aver before bar mitzvah, he's a la bar onshin, so you don't give him the punishment. And how old maximum can the child be? The father is 120 and the child is 100 years old. And he gambled from the father at the age of 100, so he's going to be a ben saramar. He already has great-great-grandchildren himself, so he's going to have a din of ben saramar. So the Gemara says, no, the whole din of ben saramar only applies up until 3 months. What's that? This 3 months, the whole window of opportunity to become ben saramar is from bar mitzvah until the first 3 months. So the Gemara says, why? Because the pasuk says, ben saramar, ben voloyav. If the kid is married, he already has children, so then he's already a great-great-grandfather or something, then there's no din of ben sarma. Only if he's a child who doesn't have any children. Not only if he has children already, if theoretically it was possible that he could have had children. A kotne in a moilet, so the kotten can't begin to have any children until after bar mitzvah. So 9 months after bar mitzvah, theoretically, if he would have gotten married on the day of his bar mitzvah, his wife could have become pregnant, he would have had the possibility of having been a father at the age of 13 years and 9 months. So there's already no din of ben sarah mar, because bein v'loi haroi l'krosoav. Then the Gemara says, but he's called the father when it's hukarubra. Not only when the baby is born, one-third into the pregnancy is considered hukarubra. So that's why the whole din of ben sarah mar is only the first 3 months after the bar mitzvah. He can become ben sarah mar only after he's a gadol, only after bar mitzvah, and only the first 3 months, because theoretically, if he would have gotten married, his wife would have become pregnant, it could have been hukah rubri after 3 months. So the Gemara prayed kashayla, but somehow in the days of the Gemara, they assumed, today, they don't assume this anymore, but in the Gemara, there was an assumption there are two types of pregnancies, there's a 9-month pregnancy and a 7-month pregnancy. So if you're going to assume that a 9-month pregnancy is hukah rubri after 3 months, so shouldn't we say that a 7-month pregnancy should be hukah ubra after 2 months and 10 days? Maybe yeah, maybe no. Maybe even if it's a 7-month pregnancy, maybe it's only going to be hukah ubra after 3-4 months. That's what the Gemara is not sure about, this biological fact. Is it going to be hukah ubra? Will it be noticeable that she's pregnant and therefore the father is considered roi lekrosoav and is exempt from the din and ben soramar, because ben v'loyav, ben v'loyav, roi lekrosoav, theoretically, it could have been hukah ubra. So the Gemara is not sure about the biological fact. If it turns out that it's a 7-month pregnancy, will it be hukah rubra after 2 months and 10 days, or will you still need 3 months? So the Gemara asks, wait a minute. If you should assume that it's going to be hukah rubra after 2 months and 10 days, 1/3 of the 7 months, so why do you say that the child can become a ben sarah more? The first 3 months after bar mitzvah, you should only say the first 2 months and 10 days after bar mitzvah. So the answer the Gemara gives is, he go basa roiv, that roiv pregnancies are 9 months. What do you mean? We're guessing what kind of a girl he's going to marry. We're giving him an shmisa. He's not going to marry anybody. He's dead. He's not going to marry anybody. So there's nothing to discuss. So what are we? No, we're determining if he wouldn't have given him the an shmisa, what kind of a girl would he have married? What do you mean, what kind of a girl would he have married? And who says you go basa roiv? No, so the Gemara means when you kavei halachas, when you kavei halachas bein v'loy av, bein v'lo haroi l'kroso av. So you kavei halachas based on the rov. Since the rov women have 9-month pregnancies, and it's a 3-month, it takes 3 months for hukah rubra. True, there is a miut of women who have a 7-month pregnancy, and that'll be hukah rubra after 2 months and 10 days. But since the rov are 9 months, and hukah rubra is 3 months, so we kavei the din based on. Well, Kaveh Halach is based on the Rav. You have a lot of dinim like that. We mentioned the Ramban. We spoke about that. The Ramban on the first daf in Brochus talks about that usually Darshim Sukin based on the Rav. The Rav, the Minikoil. So the Gemara asked Akasha, what do you mean? You Darshim Sukim Lahachmer to give the kid the Oynesh Miso the last 20 days of the third month? Shteitach V'hitzil Hu'edah. So shouldn't you Darshim Sukim din in the Fosh is always Lahakel? So if you have a toss-up, whether he can only become a ben sarah mara for 2 months and 10 days, or no, he can even become a ben sarah mara the first 3 months, and afkamina 20 days, the last 20 days of the third month, So who tells you that you should be kaveh the din based on the rov? And kol perakuli you kaveh din based on the rov, based on the minhag ha'omer, whatever the rov is. But the din of the farshas, shouldn't we use the pasuk the tzilu eda to tell us that the midah shatar and rashi stem should be different? You should always darshan l'hakam. So you see from the Gemara, there were several other Gemaras also like that. You see from this Gemara and other Gemaras that the Hitzilu Eda tells you two dinim. It tells you in the Seder Hadion of the Bezin, the way the Bezin functions, they should always go l'hakel, and all dinim nefashis except for Shara Niskal and except for Mesis and Medea, that was on Lama Gimel base. And the Pashtus is over here also, the Hitzilu Eda, then again to the Kviyas dinim. When you kaveh, when you establish what the dinim are, when you're using midas hatar and the drashas behem, so the midas are slightly different in the area of dinim nefashis than they are in kol hatar kula. He gave such a dugma that in kochim, the Gemara says, "Ein lamedim lamim men alamed the kochim." If you learn out Abba Hekish, the Gemara has a whole sugya when it applies, when it doesn't apply. So let's say there's a pasuk in Parsha Hay, and there's a pasuk that says that Parsha B is hukash to Parsha Hay. So I carry over all the dinim from A to B. And then I have a pasuk that says a hekesh that Parsha C has the same din as Parsha B. So can you carry over the din lomeh, min alomeh, the din shteitnish by B? It only says by A. So I have a hekesh that B carries over the din from A, is carried over to B. And then there's a hekesh to darshan from B to C. So in kol ha'terakula we say lemeidim lomeh min alomeh. That's what the Gemara assumes. Except for kochim. In kochim, the midah shatar and the rashis bam are slightly different. Not that different, but slightly different. That's how it says in the Gemara. A long sugi goes on and on and on and on. In Zemekoyma, the first couple of blot in Zemekoyma, five blot Gemara. Exactly which cases? A Hekish and a Kalvachayma, Kalvachayma and a Hekish, both Kalvachayma. Exactly, when does it apply, when doesn't it apply? So to over here, the Gemara is saying that the Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bahem, the way you darshan psukim and the way you kaveya, the way you establish what the dinim are slightly different in the area of Din and Nefashis than they are in Kol HaTorah Kula. So Din and Nefashis, you always have to darshan l'hakel. Except if it's Mesis and Mediach, Hoshar and Niskel, then there's no rule that you darshan l'hakel. Then you darshan the way it's Mestabit to say. So apparently that's what the Gemara came to the Maskan over here. The Gemara says, Lakol an Peheim Ebeis, on this Shailah that they ask Bo Minei Mirav Sheishis. They ask the question of Rav Sheishis, can you appoint the son as a Shliach Bezna? Shliach Bezna has a heter to do Hakor, he has a heter to do Kolol, and he has a heter to do Mazik, and be Mavazer people, and Oino Azdvorim, and to cause aggravation, and pain, tsar, everything. Shliach Bezna has a heter for everything. So they ask, what's the din? Can you appoint the son as the Shliach Bezna to be Mekalo, his own father, and to be Makir, his own father? So Rav Sheishis' instinctive reaction was, and what's the heter for any shliach bezin to beat somebody up? The answer is special heter. Acher mihitir. What's the heter? Look, vote shamay mother. Special heter. Shliach bezin has a heter. So if he has a heter, so what's the difference whether it's the son or it's someone else? So now the Gemara comes to the conclusion: no, it's not correct. Lakol and all other, even though logically Rav Sheishis makes sense, what's the difference whether it's a son to the father or someone else? Benkovakoy violating an averis. So we said no, but over here it's a double averis. So the Gemara holds that that's not such a gebaldig svar. That here there's a double avera, and by Shlech Bezin it's not a son, it's going to be a single avera. What's the difference? Like Rav Sheishis instinctively said, he doesn't see that it makes a difference. So the Gemara says, by Mesis and Mediach, with the pasuk says, "L'sachma v'l'sachas olav." What does it mean? That there's no inyan of the hitzila ho'edo. So then you darshan midrash hatar and reshes bahem, and you establish halachas. The same way you would establish halachas in Dinim Amunis, the same way you establish in Basa B'cholov, same way you establish in Kol HaTorah Kula. So it has svara no sense that it does make a difference. That's where Rav Sheishis' instinctive reaction was. But as far as all the other Dinim Nefashis cases, as far as everybody else outside of Mesis and Mediach, so then we say, you have to always go lahakil a little bit, and you establish the Dinim slightly more lahakil then the Svara should have dictated. Then the Svara Chitzoda should have dictated. So that's where the Gemara comes to the Maskana. In all other cases, outside of Mesis and Mediach, Eina Beinasa Shlech Leva Lachos Elekallah. But in Mesis and Mediach, the Halacha says, L'Sachmo V'L'Schal means that there is no Din of Hitzil HaHeda. It's all according to the normal Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Bahem. So normally the Svara is, like Rav Sheishis said, that you give, that you do allow the son to serve as the Shliach. because you're violating an issa. You're violating an issa of Makah Aviv over here. He's not doing a good job then. Yet Desmond has to have someone who's going to do a good job. Big of his own to stand up.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Gemara's topic was because of the big design. The Gemara's topic was because it's a double Issa. Like I gave the Haftamah from the Netziv and that Gemara and Ela Magatha. I think it means because it's a double Issa, that's why it's a Shaila. I don't think it's a Heter. I think it's a Tchiyah. So if you can avoid it, you should. But the Gemara says that by Mesis and Mediach, where there's no Dina Mopat Sola, so then you go with the Svarah. The Svarah is that what's the difference?
Also, by Mesis, what Malkus?
Let's say you need a Malkus or a case where you can't give him the actual Einish Mises Bezin. So you have to give Malkus Mardin, so you have to schlep him. He doesn't want to come to Bezin, so you have to tie him up, you have to beat him up in order to schlep him into Bezin. So then you have the special head of Shliya Bezin. In the middle of the Amud Aleph, in between, we skipped the whole Amud Gemara. From the top of Pei Hei Amud Aleph, we skipped to the top of Pei Vav, Pei Hei Amud Beis, because the Gemara was going a whole quotations from Brises to try to prove one way or the other. So in the middle of the quotations, the Gemara gets into some of the details of the din of Mekala Lo Vavima. Some of the details appear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has on Pehei or Medeis that there's one difference. The Makya of Vavima doesn't apply La Achamisa. Because Makya of Vavima is only Chaybat Shiata Bo Chabura. Chabura means an alive person. Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. On living people where the blood is circulating in the circulatory system, so then if you cause bleeding, that's called Ki Adam Hu Anefesh. Once the father is not alive, once the parent is not alive anymore, so you don't apply Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh, so then it's not shach to make a chabur on a mace. That's what Tosfos explains Boshev Shach. But Mekalel is interesting, despite the fact that there really is no separate pasuk from Mekalel Lo Vavima, it's the same pasuk as Mekalel Odom Yisrael. Lo Sekal Cheresh, nonetheless the Rambam counts the one pasuk twice, once is the lav not to be Mekalel Odom Yisrael, once is the lav not to be Mekalel Lo Vavima, so the Mekalel Odom Yisrael only applies while the fellow is alive. If you curse a dead person, the Gemara says you're not Chayav. But a Mekalel Lo Vavima Lachamisa is Chayav. That's how the Chazal understood. Lo Sekal Afilu Cheresh. They understood that that's the Pasuk Pshat in the Pasuk. No, if the Pasuk would say you're not allowed to curse a deaf person, that's all it says, and you're making a kabbalchaimer for a person who can hear. So then you have a taina, you know, shminatim. But apparently they understood lo sekal lo cheresh. The poshup shat, the pasuk means lo sekal lo afilo cheresh. You're not even allowed to be mekal cheresh. That's how they understood the poshup shat in the pasuk. So then the problem doesn't. Then there wouldn't be any problem. But here that's what the Gemara points out on the last line on Pei Hei Yom and Aleph. The Gemara says not only if you mekal la meis. Another person, you curse. Family, the neshama is still there. If the neshama is not there, so what? Why is by mekalul other the imalach hamisa? Why is he chayit? If there's no one there to curse, obviously the neshama still exists even after the body died. So how come there's no love on lois the kalachers to curse another person who's not alive? So the Gemara says, no, that's a pasuk. It says the pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, the Gemara quotes it: Nasi biyamcha lo sa'or. Nasi goes on the melech. Or the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The Ramban HaChumash is not sure whether Nasi only refers to the Melech or it includes also the Rosh HaSanhedrin. The suffix is because there is a din of Sawyer and Nasi. There is a din of Parshas Vayikra. There's a din of if let's say a person, a regular person, anybody was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigei, he has to bring a Kizbo Sirim. And if the Kohen Gadol was Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigei, he has to bring a Par Kohen Gadol. And if the whole Tzibur, the Bezna Gadol, made a mistake and they passed and they allowed to turn on lights on Shabbos and the Roif HaTzibur Shemeret Yisrael violated the Averi, bring a Parhan Dov Shal Tzibur. And if the Melech, it says, Soyer Nasi, in Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechto, if the Nasi means if the Melech was Mechal Shabbos B'Shergek, so he has to bring a Soyer Nasi. So the Gemara says in Hori is,
who is included in the din of Nasi? Does it only refer to the Melech? Or does it even apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin? So Gemara says, no. Since the Pasuk Hashem Nasi Yachto Lashem, I forgot the Loshon HaPasuk, so the Mashmos of the Pasuk is that it's only referring to the top man in the highest position of Sorora. And Klal Yisrael, the Hain of the Melech, is the top man. But the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not the top man. He's the top man in learning, but he's not the top man in Klal Yisrael and Sroret. So therefore, that special din of Stoyer Nasi, that if the Nasi was Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he's not Yotze, he doesn't get a kapar by bringing Kizbo Osir. He has to bring Dafke Stoyer. So that din only applies to the Melech and doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Ramban, in his commentary on Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim, raises the question, what about this Pasuk in Shmos and Parshas Mishpatim? It says, "Menasi b'yam choloisa," or you're not allowed to curse the Nasi. And what the curse is, the Nasi is over on two lavim. He's over on the lav, loisa kal cheresh, in addition to which he's over on the lav, Nasi b'yam choloisa. And then the Rambam quotes this, Mechilta the Reb Shimon bar Yochai, quotes it twice in the Sefer Mitzvot and the Mishnah Torah. And what if the Nasi, what if the Melech happens to have smicha? Or the Rambam happens to hold that Nasi includes both Melech and Rosh HaSanhedrin. So Rosh HaSanhedrin obviously has smicha. So he says, then you get three times Malkus. You get once Malkus because he's Jewish, and you're in violation of the Kal Cheresh. Once Malkus because he has Smicha, and you're in violation of the Lav of Akim Lois Kalot, Loshim Chol. And once Malkus because Nasi B'Amcha Loisar, he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Rambam quotes this Mechilta the Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that the Mechilta already assumes like that, that the Nasi and the Pasuk and Mishpatim include both the Melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Somehow the Ramban is not so sure about that. Ramban raises this topic because the Gemara in Hari has said that the Stoyer Nasi, the special carbon that the Nasi brings, if he's Mechal Shabbos B'Shegek, if he eats Chaylev Adam B'Shegek, special Stoyer, as opposed to Kizbo Sira, a Zohar, instead of an Akeva, so that special Stoyer Nasi only applies to the Melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. But the Gemara said the reason why is not because the word Nasi only applies to Melech. No, the term Nasi really should apply also to Rosh HaSanhedrin, but the Mashmos of the Pasuk and Parshas Vayikra is that you're only talking about one of the two Nisim, the one who's the top man, Asher Ein L'mayla M'Manuel Hashem Alakov. He's the top man, there's no other position above him. To the exclusion of the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not the top, the chief rabbi. The Rosh HaMemshalah is higher than the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, for sure. So the Ramban is specific whether that comment that the Gemara made, that you need Dafke Ein L'mayla M'Manuel Hashem Alakov, is that only with respect to Soyer Nasi, does that even apply with respect to the Mekala? Yeah. So that's what the Rambam quotes is Mechilta Rashbi, that it says Meferish like that. If he's Mekalel, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, who also has Smicha, and he's Jewish also, so you get three times Malkus. The Rambam quotes the whole Mechilta the Rashbi. The fourth line of the Mechilta is very difficult. What if it happens to be my father? What if my father has Smicha, and he's the Rosh HaSanhedrin, and I'm Mekalel my father? So then the Rambam quotes the Mechilta the Rashbi, you get four times Malkus. He gets Malkus because he's Jewish, Malkus because he has Smicha, Malkus because they're Rosh HaSanhedrin, and Malkus because he's my father. He quotes it both in the Sefer HaMitzvot as well as in the Mishnah Torah. So that the Ramban asks Akasha, how did he quote that Mechilta Rav Shimon bar Yochai? That Shaloi Kalacha, because we passed that Mekalel of the Imoi normally deserves Misa. So even if the witnesses, even if the Edom didn't give him Hasroah not to violate the Aver because he's going to give you an Oynish Misa, they gave him Hasroah, don't do this because he's going to give you Malkus. You don't give Malkus, that's called the Lab Shalitan Lasaras Nisus Bezen. That's a Machlekes and Makis in the beginning of Perik Elohein Aloik, in the beginning of the third Perik of Makis, and Machlekes Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel. So the Mechilta Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai apparently goes like Rabbi Shmuel, that a Lab Shalitan Lasaras Nisus Bezen is Lekimola, but we don't pass like that. So that's what the Ramban asks. How does the Ramban quote this Mechilta de Rashbi Lahaloche? That if he's Mekalel his father, and he has Smicha, his father has Smicha, the Rosh HaSanhedrin, he gets four times Malkus. The three times Malkus is Nicha, but how can he say four times Malkus? How can it be Malkus from Mekalel of Ima? That's the Ramban's kasha and the Ramban. I don't know, there? It's a murderous kasha. Anyway, so here the Gemara has a pasuk. This pasuk, Nasi B'Amcha Loisar, happens to be the pasuk about Mekalel Nasi, means the Melech, or according to the Ramban's Mechilta, it even refers to the Rosh HaSanhedrin, and it gives a condition, B'Amcha, that the prohibition against being Mekalel the Nasi only applies if he's Oysa Maisa Amcha. Means if he's a Prumi, if he's a Balavera, then there's no prohibition against cursing him. There's no mitzvah either. unless the shliach unless it's necessary. But there's no iser. There's no iser. And the Gemara assumes that the, even though the pasuk bi'amcha, which has the connotation of ba'isa ma'isa amcha, means that he's observing mitzvahs, even though it only says it with respect to nasi, the Gemara assumes that it's a klal benegiat mekal al odam yisrael, and it's negiat mekal al avi v'imoy. Let's say the parents are not at all religious. Parents are not observant. They don't keep any mitzvahs at all. So if the child will curse the parents, he will not be chayv nisna, because even though the pasuk ba'amcha ba'isa ma'isa amcha, the drasha only says by nasi, but the Gemara extends it to mekal al odam yisrael. And the Gemara extends it to Mekalal Aviv Ima also. It applies to everybody. Does it also apply to Makkah Aviv Ima? The Pasuk Biamcha Shteit Nor by Mekalal. What about by Makkah? So that's a Machlekes Tatanai. Whether Makshinan HaKol Uklola or Loi Makshinan HaKol Uklola. Is there a Hekish between Makkah Aviv Ima or Mekalal Aviv Ima or not? So the first time the Gemara has it is over here. Four lines from the bottom of Pehei Omud Aleph. The Gemara repeats it on Pehei Omud Beis. The same on the second wide line. They say Makshinan Hakol Klolo, Oloy Makshin Hakol Klolo. Mar says Machloikas Satanoi. Whether the condition that has to be Ba'amcha, Ba'isa Ma'isa Amcha, if the person is an Oivar Avera, then there's no prohibition, no special Avera to curse him. Is that only with respect to cursing, or does it even apply to Makkah as well? The Gemara on the base has the Shadow, let's say the parents are Kusin. The parents had kusim, and the son learned in yeshiva, became a shermet Torah mitzvah. So if he would curse one of the parents, we're not recommending it, but the shad is if he goes and he curses one of the parents, so the Gemara says, all the Tanoim would agree that he would not be chayev, mitam, nikal, lo, v'ina, because they are, the kusim didn't follow the Torah Shabbat Peh. They violated everything. They didn't keep the mitzvahs properly. Would he be chayev if he would be makov, v'ima? So the Gemara quotes a machloik in Tanoim. And that is the machlokes, whether makshinan hakol or klala, or loy makshinan. What's the shaila, whether there is a hekish or there's not a hekish? A hekish usually means you have two dinim written in the same pasuk. Here you don't have any pasuk in Chumash that has makah aviv ima next to makal aviv ima. So Rashi explains what the story is. Rashi explains, here the Rashi is on the bottom of Amud Aleph. If you look at Parshas Mishpatim, there are two psukim in the middle of Mishpatim. One is makah aviv ima, one is makal aviv ima. And then there's a pasuk mafzik in between, a goyin and nefesh and mecharev and imtza biyodam oitzimu. So there's a pasuk in between. So there is a machlekes satanoim if you have two psukim, one adjacent to the other. Pasuk chof next to pasuk chof aleph. That's called smuchim. That's called smuchim. Do you darshan smuchim in kol haTorah kula, or do you only darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah? That's the Gemara in the beginning of Yevomis, on Daf Hei. So the Gemara says in Chumash Dvarim in Mishnah Torah all the Tanoim are masking that you darshan smuchim for some reason or another. That's a it's a question. What's the reason? But the Gemara gives two explanations. They're both questionable. What the two explanations are. So the Gemara says in Chumash Dvarim we have many many halachas that are based on smuchim and Chumash Dvarim. So smuchim and Dvarim for sure is drasha, and smuchim and the rest of Chumash is a machlokes hatanoim. Here you have the problem. This is not even smuchim. This is not pasuk chav next to pasuk chav al. There is a third pasuk mapsik in between. Rashi says, Makir Aviv Ima is next to Mikalo Gabi Hadodi, one next to the other. However, El Shemikra Echad mapsik bin time. There's a third pasuk that's mapsik in between. Goyin and Nefesh and Bukhar, Benim Tzabiyara, Mois Yumas, is mapsik in between Makir Aviv and Mikalo. So Rashi writes that that's, Rashi and Chumash writes that that's the machlokes, and those mashtek the machlokes. The darshan smuchim, the assumption is that you would darshan smuchim. And smuchim is the same as a hekesh, that itself is questionable. Do you darshan smuchim and the rest of the chumashim is died from dvarim? The Rashi holds that the Gemara here is assuming that smuchim is the same as a hekesh, but here it's not even smuchim. Here there's a pasuk mafsik mintai. Why is the pasuk mafsik mintai? Why didn't the chumash write makah avim and next to mekal avim? Why mafsik in between? So the Mefarsh Machumash, I think the Ben Ezra says, that what causes this to occur that a child will curse or hit the parents? Sometimes the child was kidnapped by a stranger, and he was brought up by the kidnappers, and he didn't really know his parents so well. So this will cause the child to be either a makah of a bima, a mekal of a bima. Sometimes, in rare cases, that'll be the cause of the whole tzar. Okay. Okay, yeah. So here, that's what the Ibn Ezra and others say on Chumash, that the reason why the pasuk put this, the reason why the Chumash put this pasuk in between Makah Avivim and Kal Avivimoy, The Gaon of Nafshi Mukhar Minimtza Biyana Matsyum is because it has to do sometimes with the story. Sometimes that is what caused the problem of Makaviv and Mikalalavi. So again, so there is a machlokes hatanoim on Amid Beis. If the child curses the parents and the parents have to be kusim, they're called Einois and Maisam for, so he's not going to be chai mitam mekalalavim. What about makalavim? What about if he hits him? So that's a machlokes hatanoim. Fine. Now the Gemara has an additional interpretation on nosli bi amcha. One drasha bi amcha means ba'ois and Maisamcha to the exclusion if he's Einois and Maisamcha. He's a balaver. He's generally a balaver. Then the Gemara has another level of interpretation, b'mekuyim shebiyamcha, on the last line. B'mekuyim shebiyamcha, nasi biyamcha lo tzor, if the fellow is already nigmar dino lemiso, someone did some aver, it's mechal Shabbos, but ever someone did some aver, tzicha, chil Shabbos, aver tzor, and the Bezin already made a gmar din on him. So we say that that person has the status of a garbik tilo. With respect to what does he have the status of the garbik tilo? Let's say, the Bezin makes a Gemar Din 9 o'clock in the morning that they're going to give him an Oynish Misa. So he doesn't have to daven that morning. He doesn't have to daven Shachris Minchama. He doesn't have to lay Tfilm. He doesn't have to say Krishma. He's a Gavar Ktila. Mason Chopshim. Mason Afata from the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara said before, Gavar Ktila is only very, very restricted. We had it on Ayin Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara said, with respect to all other intents and purposes, a Gavar Ktila is a lie. He's chayv in all the mitzvahs and everything is considered a lie. Just with respect to a horgoy and an eragolot, if someone will shoot him, someone will murder him, so the person will not be chayv misa. What if someone will curse him? So you say, is it considered mekalalos hameis? Mekalalos hameis is not chayv unless it's mekalalos v'ima. But would you say it's mekalalos hameis because the government tells him, Mar says, no, mechateis, how can he say such a thing? Is nishke meis? And Mar says, no, it is pata. Why? Because it says nasi bi amcha loy so'or, and amcha means two things. Number one, it means ba'oisa ma'isa amcha, only if he's a frume, if he's a shoma mitzvah. And number two, it also has the connotation of b'mekuyim shebi amcha, that he's alive and kicking and he's still alive. He's on his way to remain alive. But if he's already nigma dina lemisa, that's not called b'mekuyim shebi amcha. So in such a case, misha nigma dina lemisa, amakaloloy, is enochayiv malchus. That's how the Gemara says. Let's say I beat up a person who is anti-religious, just like this. I walk over to a person, I beat him up for no good purpose. So you're going to say that I don't have to pay? You'll have the government is run by Frum Eden, and they're going to pass him that doesn't have to pay. Of course he has to pay. Even if you say Makshinu Hakol Leklolo, and you say just like there's no aveir of Mekalel, if he's ain't oisam ma'isam chosota, there's no aveir of Makeh, there's no aveir. There's no Aveira. So there's no Aveira. So if you do a Hakor Sheim or Shove Pruto, where normally the din would say that you should get Malkus, so here there wouldn't be any Malkus because he didn't do the Aveira. But if he did a Hakor Sheim or Shove Pruto, you beat him up, of course you have to pay. In order to pay, you don't have to have violated any Aveira. In order to get Malkus on Misa, you have to have violated some Aveira or another. Ain't Oinshim Alim Kem Asirin. You don't give an Oinish Aguf. A Misa, a Malkus, a Golus, unless the person violated another. Oinish Aguf. But an Oinish Amamin, even to pay Knas, Loimi Boy Mamin, but even to pay Knas, there's no rule that you have to have Davken Aver. So even if the fellow is clearly an Einois and Maisa Amcha, and you say Einois and Maisa Amcha, not only is a Ptur from, not only tells you that it takes off the prohibition of Mekalel, even if you should assume that it takes off the Yisr of Makeh, Makshinav HaKol HaKol, there's no Yisr of Makeh. But you don't have to have violated an Aver in order to pay. If you make a chavera, you pay Nezik Tzari Pesheves and Boshes. If he did a Hakor Shem B'Shove Puta, and Halacha says that then you get Malkus, so Malkus only if you violated an Aver. So if you hold Makshin and Hakor L'Klolo, that there is a Hekesh between Make a chavera and the Kal Chavera, so then there wouldn't be any Malkus in such a case. This is a Shaila, how far do you go? What do you mean? Ein Oysa Mais Amcha, he spoke Loshon Hara. Spoke Loshon Hara, Ein Oysa Mais Chavera. He cheated once on income tax. He cheated a few dollars. I think he didn't declare a couple of dollars. He cheated the government. So it's called Eino Isamaisa Amcha. And he sneezes of an Avera. Wow, it's very hard to find anyone. He never missed Zman Krishma. He never missed. He kept all the mitzvahs. You have to have some shear for Eino Isamaisa Amcha. What does it mean? So this is a big discussion. Minchas Chinuch quotes Machlokes Achreinim about this. Rishonim don't have too much about it. The Kol Mevatzer also has a tshuva where he talks about this. There are different opinions in Achrenim, how much do you have to have that it should be called Einois and Maisa Amcha. So some say you have to have that he's so much, such a balavera, that he's a mumadina kakum. That's not madrega. It has to have done so many averas that is dina kinochri. So then it's takal notion. Because he does averas to the extent that he's dina kinochri. What's haistam mumadina kakum? Let's say, enoivid avoidizor. He's a mumadina kakum. Even though it's only one avera, he keeps all the tagad mitzvahs. He enjoys going to church, whatever his bosses are Christian. And for parnosa, he goes to church and he prays, he worships avoidizor. That's the only avera that he does. Everything else he keeps properly. So that's all you need. If you do avodah zarah, it says mumah dina kach, mumah avodah zarah dina kach. And the Gemara says mumah l'chal Shabbos b'frahesia. It is mechal Shabbos b'frahesia. It's also dina kach. With respect to the other averas, you don't have any one single avera that if you violate that one avera, Rameyer holds that mumah l'davarechad is mumah l'chal terah kula dina kach. We don't pass like Rameyer. That's mechoris daflamit. We pass the mumah l'davarechad. It's not a mumah l'chal terah kula. Only mumah l'avodah is dina kach. And mumah l'chal Shabbos b'frahesia dina kach. Unless he's a mumah l'roiv dini ha-Torah, that Rabbi Kivegar in Hilcha Shechita, in the base of Yeruday, quotes the Prima Godin. If a person is a mumah, means b'mezid, let's say, he knows there's a din of kashrus and Shabbos, and Paras ha-Mishpocha, and Chivalis, he knows Shatnas, I don't know, what else, how many averas does he know? Most of the averas he never heard of. From the 25 averas that he heard of, so 13 out of 25 he violates b'mezid. He doesn't care. So if he violates, even though Avodah Zarah he never violates, and Shabbos he never violates, but Kashrus he violates, and Shatnas he violates, he knows. So if he's a Mumah L'Roiv, then he had to have Amazes. So the majority of the Averas that he is aware of, he violates them Amazes. So the Rabbi Kivegi quotes the Prima Godin, that would also be a Mumah Dina Kach. So this is one opinion in Achronim, that you only give this Lezar, Bo'aleishishish, no. So that's a Mumah L'Roiv, Dina HaTorah. Violates Isurei Kores, they think. If he violates an Issa Krisis, that's called Eino Issa Maisamcha. But Stam, let's say the guy talks Lashon Hara, as Chomer as the Aver of Lashon Hara is, that you can ruin the other person and it ruins you. Lashon Hara kills so many people, the one who says and the one who listens and the one about whom was spoken. And it's an Issa Chomer, but still there's no Kores on it. So that's what the other Acharenim say, that it's only called Eino Issa Maisamcha. If it's an Issa Kores, and if it's another Achronim, give other shur. They're not sure exactly. The Gemara never gives the fair. If he violates Isurei Kores, they think. If he violates an Issa Krisis, that's called Eino Issa Maisamcha. But Stam, let's say the guy talks Lashon Hara, as Chomer as the Aver of Lashon Hara is, that you can ruin the other person and it ruins you. Lashon Hara kills so many people, the one who says and the one who listens and the one about whom was spoken. And it's an Issa Chama, but still there's no Kores on it. So that's what the other Acharenim say, that it's only called Eino Issa Maisamcha if it's an Issa Kores. And if it's another Acharenim, give other shurim. They're not sure exactly. The Gemara never gives beferish. Gemara never says explicitly what is the shir. Eino Issa Maisamcha. It's Negea to Avelos. Because this din of Eino Issa Maisa Amcha, there's no din of Klole, is not only there's no Nasi B'Amcha Loi Sa'or, we assume that there's no din of Avelos either. All the mitzvahs Shebirana Machavera don't apply if the fellow is Eino Issa Maisa Amcha. So if someone dies and a fellow was an Eino Issa Maisa Amcha, so you're not Mechuyev to observe Avelos. I don't have to advertise to the whole world. Let's say the father was Mechal Shabbos b'Frahesia and the father went to church and everything. I don't have to advertise to the world that I'm not going to sit Shiva because my father went to church every week. So I can fake through a Shiva if I'm embarrassed to let the whole public know. Well, let's say, I'm not embarrassed. Everybody knows. Everybody knows all about it. People don't know that the father died. People don't know that his brother died. His brother married a shiksa. He went to church every week. He didn't keep anything. And the brother dies, and the people, our brother died in the Netherlands, whatever, in Sweden. No one in America knows. And it doesn't bother me. So what's the din? So the din is that there's no shir. Halacha says that there's no avela. So that's the shala. How much does he have to be that you say that there's no avela? He has to be davka mumin dina ka'akum, or even if he's not a mumin dina ka'akum, if he's a mumer to violate isuri kori, he's bemezid, so that would be enough. A lot of times it's b'shogeg. But let's say they were brought up during the war years, after the war, there was no religion, a lot of cases. A lot of cases,
yeah.
Same type of a drosha. Same type of a shana. The different versions, what happened, right? Some say that he sat shiva when he converted. Others say that he sat shiva after he died. Some say he sat shiva twice. 14 days, 7 days now, 7 days later. And others say it wasn't 14 days, it was 7 days. The Chacham Sadeh quotes all the different Gersoids. That's a question, exactly what happened there with the Rabbeinu Gershon. Then everybody agrees, he had a son who was a Meshumim. Yeah.
How does
this
match up with
Amisato? Amisecha also. The mitzvah, strictly speaking, the mitzvah of Tochacha only applies if the person is basically a religious Jew and he's doing an Avera now. But let's say Zeno Isamaisamcha is in Gansan now. He's not Amisecha the Torah of mitzvahs. Then strictly speaking, there is no mitzvah of Tochacha. Yeah? Should be.
How is somebody cremated?
Yeah. Cremated in Europe used to mean that the person didn't believe in Chiyas HaMeisim. In Europe, that's what it meant. And America, no one knows anything. They don't know. Nothing means anything necessarily. So that's when Europe, that was 100 years ago, 150 years ago, a person left instruction. Once cremated, it means they doesn't believe in Chiyas HaMeisim. Doesn't believe. It's an apikurus. Apikurus is Nina Kaakum. So that's from the first, that everyone would agree that that's called Einoi Samaisach. Or let's say the Gemara says on the base, if the parents are kusim and the son learned in yeshiva, the son is shomer mitzvahs, so the Gemara says the parents are einois and maisamcha. Why the kusim einois and maisamcha? The Gemara says it used to be very medaktic, and the mitzvahs that the kusim used to observe, kol mitzvah shechziku bo harbin medaktik in bo yosem Yisrael. They're more medaktic than he. And other things they didn't observe. So the things that they didn't observe, so that makes them into einois and maisamcha. Why exactly? Unless he said, because they didn't accept the whole Torah Shabbat there. So that's like an apikuris, dina ka'akum. It could be what the Gemara is. But gerov din atur, mumel gerov din atur. Nizalzal and everything. Yeah, the whole religion, like he's rejecting the whole religion. That's a diun halacha lemaisa. When do you consider a person an enoisa maisa? There is a stira lahalacha. We must have spoken about it. No? There's a stira in the shach halacha lemaisa. Let's say a fellow was a ganef. That's what he did for a living. He was a smuggler. Remember, there was a balabas in the neighborhood of the yeshiva, and after he died, we never knew what he did for a living. He always used to come in chamar, shachris mechamar. Came every day to the mishnayos, and we never knew what does the guy do for a living. He wasn't old enough that he should be retired. And then soon after he died. He had a son and a daughter. Soon after he died, each one bought a home. You know, where in the world did they get so much Yerusha that they bought a home? So the Maisa was, that's what he did for a living. He was a professional smuggler. That's what he did for a living. So the Shalom is not that person is a Ghana. A professional Ghana, his whole panos. So when he died, he said they don't observe what else. But he was Hashem Shabbos, he kept everything. Parnos is Parnos. Everyone has to ask. That was his Parnos. That's what he did for a living. So that's a Shaila. You're going to say, Dina Kakum. His nishke dina kakum is not over on chavi krisis, but he's mamish a mumer. He always, not that once in a while he had a desire for an eishes ish, once in a while he would cheat. This is kavua, this was his parnasa kavua, not once in a while. So there's a stira in the shach, what's the din in such a case? Is that called eino eis amais amcha that you don't observe avela? So there's a shuvan eksav seifa discuss how to be miyash at the stira in the shach. He suggests. Okay. Not choshen, okay. Not choshen on Yisrael, right.
But when you get Avelus, that's a shaila. Do you observe Avelus in such a case? This is a steer in the shot. So the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva. I think the meaning is like the Ksav Sofer's tshuva. He says it depends. Let's say the guy always violated kashrus. He was a Shem Shabbos, basically. He kept whatever he knew he kept except kashrus. He never kept kashrus. The kashrus is never, let's say, kashrus basa b'chol. He never violated chelav adam. Basa b'chol in the veila, that he never kept. The mumah l'din echad is not dina ka'akum. Ashuyi is not dina ka'akum, and it's not over on chayvi krisis. So is that called ayin ha'isa ma'isa amcha, that you don't observe avelus or not? So I think the minig olam is that they follow the compromise of the ksav sefer. I think he says that it depends, that if he suffered at the end, if he was sick and he suffered at the end, then you assume that he probably did tshuva. So then you do observe avelus. And if he died suddenly, didn't have a chance to think of Ehuri tshuva, then it's all called ayin ha'isa ma'isa amcha, even though he's just a professional ganav. Even though he doesn't violate the creases or anything. And that's a big discussion in Poskim, to what extent do you consider, how much of a balavera does the person have to be that he qualifies for this din of Ein Oisa Maisam? Anyway, before you get to the discussion of the Kusim, is like a Mumala Rav Din Atari, he says, because they're Mezazel and everything across the board. So Mestama, that's like Rabbi Kivega's Prima Gadim, and that's a Mumala Rav Din Atari. But before you get to that, so the Gemara says, but there's a more fundamental question. Maybe the Kusim are Bechlal not Jewish. Maybe the Kusim are Bechlal not Jewish, because the Gemara, the story is told in Sefer Melachim as to what happened. These people came from the location that's called Kusa, that's the name of the area, name of the city. They were brought to Eretz Yisrael, and they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. And then they were being attacked by the lions. The lions, what Shaykh is lions in Eretz Yisrael? They're not supposed to be lions in Eretz Yisrael. So they couldn't understand what's going on. So they figured out it must be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Lekei Ha'aretz. The Jewish God is God over Eretz Yisrael. And the Jewish God is sending the lions, or something, Lamailam and Ateva, to attack them because they're not supposed to be there in Eretz Yisrael. So they better convert if they know what's good for them. So they converted. But the whole thing was Gir Shaloi Ka'aloch. They never accepted any Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. The whole thing was a fraud. It says, Elohim Hayok, they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. So there never was there was nothing. There was no Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah as far as anything is concerned. So the Pasuk says the lions were satisfied. The lions stopped attacking them. So the Gemara has a machloikis regarding the status of the Kusim. Are the Kusim Geirei Emes? Are they Erlecha? Are they Emes Dike Geirim? Or should we assume they are Geirei Aroyas? They only became Geirim because of the lions. They are Aroyas. What do you mean are they Geirei Emes? They're not Geirei Emes. The Pasuk says they continued to worship Avodah Zarah. There never was a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. They were Geirim because of the lions. They only went through this superficial conversion because of being attacked by lions, and they never accepted Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah. So Tosis explains in a few places, in Sukkah and Dav Ches on the base, and in Yevamos at the end of the second period, a few more places, Tosis says, the original story as it's described in Tanakh is a Geir Shalek Halacha, that's zero. If you do a Geirim without a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvah, the person remains a Goy Gomer. Everybody agrees that if all you had would be the story as described in Tanakh, Geri Aroi said, the Nochrim, there's no conversion. The Machlekes HaTanoim is a historical Machlekes, not a Halachic Machlekes. A historical Machlekes, should we assume historically that they had converted another time? At some later point in history, should we assume that they must have converted another time? Because by the time it came to Tkufas HaTanoim, they were keeping a lot of the mitzvahs. They weren't keeping the dinim of the Torah Shmal Peh. In the days of the Tanakh, they didn't keep anything. They didn't keep Avodah Zarah. What do you mean? Matzah, Shmur Matzah, the Shmur, the Gemara talks about writing a get to the Shmur. What can writing a get? They were going Gemurim. So Tosfos says, obviously something changed over the course of the years. So is it that just they were living among the Jews? So they picked up a couple of Jewish practices here and there, but they weren't prepared to go all the way because they were never interested in the first place really in becoming Jewish. Or should we assume not just they picked up Jewish practices, they really converted a second time around? They were Geri Emes. So Tosfos says that's the Machloek in Satanoi. If the whole story would be what it's described in Tanakh, Geri Aroi is, they're going Gemurim. If you have a Geris without a Kabbalah on mitzvahs, it's going to Shver. The Machlek is Satanayim is, historically, had they been with a Megayer again at some later point, the shame Kabbalah on mitzvahs or not. That's what Tosfos discusses. There is a Gemara at the end of the second Perek in Yevamos, not Daf Chav Beis and Beis, I think, where the Gemara has a little later. But the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, Rebbe Nechemya and Chachamim. What's the din if a non-Jew converts for some ulterior motive, for some other purpose. Now, he's not religiously motivated to convert to the Jewish religion. He wants to marry a Jewish girl, so he promises to keep all the mitzvahs and he converts. Or he wants to get a job in the Israeli government, in the Israeli army, he wants to get a high position or something. Or he's being attacked by lions. The Gemara has such a case. Being attacked by lions and he converts, so is that a good conversion or not? So the Gemara has a machloikis satanoim. Lechatchila, the Rambam says you should not accept such a ger. The Bezin should only accept such a ger who's motivated religiously that he wants to be Megai. But he had been talking it. The Bezin shall have yaitis, the Rambam says. A real bona fide Bezin shouldn't be Makabalim, but a Bezin shall have yaitis would be Makabal such a ger. So would the ger is bichal b'diyevet or not? So the Gemara comes to the conclusion, b'diyevet kulam gerimed, that even geri arayis, b'diyevet are geri. So Tosis has a stira. Here the Gemara says, if the kusum ageri arayis is zero, the goyim gemurim, the geris is not chal, then the Gemara says that geri arayis is chal. So chastir between the two Gemara. So Tosis says, no, it means two different things. Geri arayis by the kusim means that there never was any kabbalas on mitzvahs at all. They were just being attacked by lions, and they said, we're here, but we're doing circumcision, we're going into the mikveh, but we're not accepting any kabbalas on mitzvahs. So they tell you in advance, we're not accepting any mitzvahs, a kabbalas on mitzvahs is certainly ma'akeh. So if you have geri arayis, like the story described by the kusim in Sefer Melachim, that's goyim. That kind of geri arayis is going on. But the story in the end of the second parak in Yevamos, the Gemara has geri arayis means they're being attacked by lions, and therefore they're not really convinced that the Jewish religion is the best, is the correct one. But under the circumstances, pikuach nevesh, they don't want to be devoured by the lions, or they want to marry this Jewish girl, they want to get a job in the government or a high position in the army. So they promise to keep all the mitzvahs. And then they do keep the mitzvahs, but they weren't religiously motivated to convert. So one Tana holds that the geris is not chal. The Chachamim hold the geris is not chal. And we pass like Ram Nechemia, the B'diyevet, Kulam Gerim, even Geri Arayas, B'diyevet, the geris is good because there was a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. But they weren't motivated. What motivated them in the first place was not their religious conviction that this is the correct religion. No, what motivated them was shidduch. What motivated them was money, or a high position, or parnasa, or something, or pachad. It doesn't make a difference. But yeah, but it doesn't make a difference. But the motivation was, as long as lamaisa, they were mekabel all mitzvahs. There's a Rambam, the Mechaber, quotes the Loshen from the Rambam, Hilchas Geiris. The Rambam writes a Loshen, if you were megayer, a non-Jew, and there was no kabbalas all mitzvahs, but yeah, but it's okay. The Geiris is valid. How can that be? That's impossible. That's against the whole Gemara. You megayer a goyim, there's no kabbalas on mitzvahs. That's what the whole geris is all about, kabbalas on mitzvahs. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, a very short tshuva, that he heard from his father that that's not what it means. And Rav Chaim Oizer has a tshuva that he quotes from one of the earlier tshuvas of the Achrayim, that that's not what it means. And Rav Soloveitchik said he heard from his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that that's not what it means. What it means is, Rav Soloveitchik explained, what it means is the following. The Rambam in Hilchas Isuri Bia, the middle of Hilchas Isuri Bia, Rambam gives you the whole list, you're not allowed to marry your sister, your mother, and Esh Yisish, and a whole list of Shnios, Midirabbanon, and Chai Bilavin, and the Kohen is not allowed to marry a Grusha, and Kohen is not allowed to marry an Amoda. Then he says that no one is allowed to intermarry, not allowed to marry non-Jews. In the middle of Hilchas Isuri Bia, the Rambam has a few chapters of Hilchas Geiris. How do you megayer a person that there shouldn't be a problem of intermarriage? That's what it's doing over there. He had no other place to put Hilchas Geiris. So he puts it in the middle of Hilchas Isuri Bia. So the Rambam quotes from the Gemara in Yevamos and Perek HaChoeletz, what is the state of Hadvarim? How do you have a Geiris? So he says you have the Geir if it's a man, so you have him first do the Bris Milah. Then when it heals, or if it's a woman, so there's no Bris Milah, so they have them stand in the mikveh. They're in the mikveh up to their neck, and then you do the Kabbalas on mitzvahs. And you have a dramatic Kabbalas on mitzvahs immediately before the person is about to be toivel. Instead of just relying on the fact that he was learning, he was preparing for the last couple of years, they have programs for Gerim where they teach him all the dinim for 2 years or 1 year, whatever, 1 week or 2 days, whatever it happens to be, the longer the better. So instead of just relying on that they had this long program, and we know that the candidate is interested in observing all the mitzvahs. In addition to that, when the candidate is in the mikvah up to his neck in water, so then you repeat briefly. Now, you don't have to stand there for 45 minutes. You repeat briefly. So you reject the Trinity. Do you believe in one God? Do you believe in Torah min HaShemayim? And so on. You chazer over, you kari hamuna, and the highlights of the mitzvahs, and then you have the person table immediately following the repetition of the Kabbalas on mitzvahs. So the Rambam writes, and the Shulchan quotes it, if you didn't have the dramatic Kabbalas on mitzvahs, means it wasn't done immediately before the tefillah in the mikveh, where he's not standing in the mikveh in the presence of the Bezna of Three, and he's up to his neck in water. He had the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs before. He was going to class for the last 2 years, and we know that he's with Kabbalah Mitzvahs. And then he went into the mikveh, al-manasken, he's being total, the Shem Geiris. We know what it means. So the Yevet, that's good. That's what the Rama means, that the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, not miyakev, means that the dramatic presentation of the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs is not likvah. But of course you have to have a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. You have no Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs, that's what the Gemara calls Kusim Geiri Aroi, saying the Goyim Gemurim. The only time the Gemara says in the end of the second paragraph in Yevam is that Geiri Aroi is Kulim Geirim B'dievet, they are Geiris Ischal. That's if the motivation was not religious, but then Lamai said they were Megayir with the Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. They weren't motivated on their own religion. They were not religiously motivated to be Megayir, but Lamai said they did Kabbalah Sol Mitzvahs. And then the Gemara says, B'dievet, the Geiris would be good. Right, right. That's the Gemara in the first Perek in Chulin says that in the days of Reb Meir, he found that some of the Kusim were worshipping of it. They found that the Musi Yaino on Har Grizin. And even though this is only a minority of the Kusim, there were Kusim all over the place, it's only a minority group. Reb Meir, Lushitos, Olz, Chashin, and Miyuto. So he declared that the Kusim are the Lazazim, Misham, Achasam, Akum, Gemurim, Lechol, Devrein. So Reb Meir was geizer to have the din like Nochem. And that's what we want to discuss. There's a machlokes harishonim. What does that mean? What do you mean? That we take a Jew, and we see that he's worshipping a Beit Zoris, so we declare that his din ka'akum. How can you declare? And I can use him now as the Shabbos goy in the shul. I can sell a chomis to him. He's a goy. Or you say, no, we declare, we're afraid that maybe he's an Ovid, maybe he's from the Chever who is of the Beit Zoris. And an Ovid Avodah Zarah, a Jew, is an Ovid Avodah Zarah, is Dina Kakum Lahachmer, not Lahokil. You can't use him as the Shabbos going, you can't sell a Chometz to him. Maybe it's only Lazaz Misham, Achasom Kakum Gmurim, Lachol Divrehem. Maybe Lachol Divrehem is Labdavkin. Maybe it's not to be taken literally. It means Lahachmer, that is a Mumma, Dina Kakum. So that's a Machloikis and Shulchan Aruch. Can you lend them Veribis? Or let's say you have a Kusi Bizman is Mekadosh and Isha. He says, like an Akum is Mekadosh and Isha. And the Kiddushin are just not Chal. You don't have to worry about anything. It's like a Goy. But you say, no, it's not like a Goy. It's like a Jew who is a Jew who converted to another religion. The Gemara says in Yevamos, in Perek HaCholetz, if you have a Ger, Shechozo L'Sura, a non-Jew converted to become Jewish. And then he returns back to his original religion. So the Gemara says he's still Jewish, but again to this din. He's Mekadosh and Isha, the Kiddushin are Chal. So that's the Shaila over here in Hilchis Kiddushin. There's a Machloikis, the Beishmur quotes the Machloikis. And Hilchus Rib is the Machloikis. If a Kusi is Mekadosh and Isha Bizman Azeh, or if you have a Kusi, are you permitted to use him as a Shabbos Goy, or is there an Isser lending him Beribis or not? When you said, Lo Zazam Isham, Al Shasom Kak Mugmur Mechal Devrei, means Bein Lahakal Bein Lahachmeh, they declared that they floated away so far away from mainstream Judaism, they declared them as Goyim Gemurim, and there is such a halacha. The Bezna has a right to declare a group of Jews as Akum Gemurim because they went so far away from Yiddishkeit. Well, it only means lahachma. That's a whole deal. That's a Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Achrayim quote. The Rambam holds that Mechudish Dikaway. The Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnah is the end of Nida. Writes on the Mishnah there that a Goyish Emeis is only Metame B'maga B'masa. Yiddish Emeis is Metame B'maga B'masa B'ohel. It's Metame B'ohel. That's how the Rambam passes. Odom kiyom is boil, atem kriyim odom, einim is odom kriyim odom. Taisus seems not to paskin, Taisus bobe mitziya seems to paskin like the Chachamim, not like Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Taisus paskin that Akum are also metami boil. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mechaber and the Ramo both say that the proper thing is that Kohanim should be machmer not to come in contact with oil hameis, even by Meisei Akum, because of Taisus Shita, that Meisei Akum are also metami boil. But the Rambam holds not so. The Rambam holds that Meisei Akum are not Metamei Ba'ohel, they're only Metamei B'maga M'mas. So the Rambam writes, and what about Kusim? So the Rambam says, the Kusi is only Metamei B'maga M'mas, and not Ba'ohel, because Lozazim Isham, he quotes the Gemara Chulin, that says, Lozazim Isham, Achasom Ka'akum Gumur L'chol Devrei. So the Rambam understood that they have, the Bezin has the right, has the ability to declare someone as a Goy. They can take a person who's Jewish, they take a whole group of Jews, who float away so far from Yiddishkeit. Some of the Reformed Jews today floated away further than the Kusim did. Kusim didn't worship. Some of them worshipped the Musa Yaina, but most of them were Medai. They kept Shabbos and Kashrus. It's a little funny. They didn't listen to the Chacham. They didn't ask Shilas of the Chacham. They didn't follow Torah Shabbat there. But the Reformed are further away.
Anyway, so the Rambam holds it doesn't happen by itself. Just because they float away, they don't become going Gemurim by themselves. If a Bezin will declare, if a Bezin will be convened and will declare that these people are floated away too far away from mainstream Yiddishkeit, we declare that they're Akum. But the Rambam holds that it's called Bein Lahakul Bein Lahakul. They become going Gemurim, and you can use them as your Shabbos good, and you can sell your chometz to them. Some of right. Right. Yeah, we paskin that the Akum Gemurim, but it's a machlokes la'alocha. This machlokes rishonim achreinim, is it bein l'halacha bein l'hachmir, or is it only l'hachmir? That's a taina. That's a good taina. The Gemara says it's only Rav Meir l'shitasta that he's chayish l'miyuta, because he didn't investigate on all the kusim. So why did he declare all the kusim takum? But we don't pass him like Rav Meir. That's a good tikasha. Why do we pass him like this? If it's Rav Meir l'shitos, I don't know. That is a kasha. That is a kasha. At the time that the person was Megai, there was no Kabbalah on mitzvahs. No. Then there's no game. Then he has to be Megai again. He has to be Megai a second time. Let's say if they didn't tell him everything, they didn't ask him. And they say, you know, the Jewish religion has a lot of mitzvahs. Are you prepared to observe everything in the Jewish religion? He says, yeah. So if he makes a Kabbalah stomach, so then, yeah, but that would be a good Kabbalah on mitzvahs. There will be a good Kabbalah on mitzvahs. There's a tshuva by the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir was a contemporary of Rebbe Kivega. I think he was a cousin of Rebbe Kivega. So they have used to write to each other the Chem de Shloime with the Beis Meir with Rebbe Kivega. So there's a tshuva in the Beis Meir about a case. A woman wanted to convert, and she came to the Rabbonim in her village in Nochritz. She used to be a maid in the Jewish home, so she knew all about kashas and about Shabbos, and she knew about Taras HaMashpach, everything. She knew all about all the mitzvahs. So she came to the rabbi, and the rabbi was busy with some other rabbanim, other talmid chacham. So she said she wants to convert. She wants to become Jewish. So the rabbi said, "Okay, come back some other time. I'm busy now." So she didn't come back another time. She went to the mikveh, and she was tovel in front of the mikveh lady. And there wasn't even anybody there. There wasn't even a bezin there. So the Beis Meir writes, he doesn't think that there's any sheet in the world who would say that the geiris is not chal. He doesn't think there's any sheet in the world who would say the geiris is not chal. Question if there's any sheet that says that the geiris is chal. Well, what's that this? Because Taisus has 2 days, the halacha says you need a bezdin by a geir. What part of the geiris procedure requires a bezdin? So Taisus in Yevamah says akasha. So one suggestion Taisus gives is one day in Taisus that you only need a bezdin for the kabbalah on mitzvah. You don't need the bezdin likul. But look, atchila, you have to have a bezdin for the milah. They should be present when the Malah Ger, the Shem Geris, and when the Ger or the Gioris is Tovel in the Mikvah also. This is the Ger or Gioris, so you have them wear a bathrobe, and they're all covered up. You just have their head above the water. No problem. Tefillah is not by man, not by woman. But L'chatchili, you have to have a Bezin by the Tefillah, you have to have a Bezin by the Mila as well. But L'ikuv, is it Ma'akev? So Tosis has one opinion that the Bezin is only L'ikuv by the Kabbalah on mitzvahs. So apparently that's what the Beis Meir was assuming like that. And he assumes over here, does he kabbalah on mitzvah? Even though the shiksa didn't say one word about any mitzvah, just that she wants to be Jewish, wants to become Jewish. So that's a shaila. Is that true? Bizman is that too? Because that shiksa was a deep debate in Shal Yisrael. So she knew all about Shabbos and about the hachazorah, what you're allowed to do, and about mechiras chametz and about kashrus. She knew everything. So when she said, "I want to become Jewish," Jewish means whatever they do, that's what I'm going to do. And they used to keep a lot of things. But let's say a person today said, "I want to become Jewish." Maybe they don't. It doesn't mean anything. Maybe today, "I want to become Jewish" is meaningless. So other gedolim say no. The pasuk says in Novi, "B'shem Yisrael Yichuna." If a guy says he wants to become Jewish, does he is kabbalah on this? That's questionable. That's a big question. Is that considered kabbalah on this? In the days of the Beis Meir, maybe yeah. Today, it's a question whether that's a very big. Very, very big machlokes. There was no bezin. Geiris. Yes. I don't know.
he was torturing Jews there. No, one of the Tanaim he was torturing. So that was one. Maybe there were other prisoners, other Rabbanim whom he was torturing. There were no Jews at all. Don't know. Yeah. Bezdin is not marking. We assume yes. I don't know. We assume the Bezdin is Likuba. Some Rishonim hold the Bezdin is only Lachatchila, the cloud. But we assume the Bezdin is Likuva just 2 days in Tosfos, whether the Bezdin is Likuva only for the Kabbalah on Mitzvahs or even for the Tvila. There are a lot of Rabbanim had a practice, a lot of Tzaddikim in Europe and there, so had a practice when it would be a woman who would be converting, they wouldn't have the Bezdin standing in the mikveh house. The Bezdin would tell the mikveh lady to take the candidate for conversion to the mikveh, and then rely on the mikveh lady. So Moshe has a tshuva about this. So he holds that it's a tzveika d'dina. He holds that all those women should be tovel again a second time. L'shem gevur b'li bracha, because 2 days in Tosfos, and he says we haven't been machriya lahalacha that it's a good gevur that the bezin is only likuva and the kabbalas on mitzvahs. He says 2 days in Tosfos, you have to repeat the gevur again. One of the rabbanim said. That just like there's the Gemara in the end of Kiddushin that says that Amam is a Sheni Yodua, the Gemara says Mishpacha Shenitmo with an ayin, not Nitmo Tuma. The Gemara says if there's a Mamza somehow blended into a family, you don't know exactly who the Mamza. You know in this family there's a Mamza or someone, one of the grandchildren, Mamza, the Mamza, you don't know who. The Gemara says leave it the way it is. Leave it to the evidence, okay. So this rabbi thought that the same thing applies to a ger. That if you have a woman who converted and there was no Bezdin, even though Rabbi Moshe says that if there was no Bezdin, Mishas Pili, you should repeat the Geiris. And if you don't repeat the Geiris, that's fake in Adina, she's a Sophic Nachri, Sophic Israelis. So this rabbi said, Rabbi Moshe only means if you still remember the story. But if she already has children and grandchildren, the whole background of the story is forgotten. So forget about it. So it's good the way it is. The Pashto says that it's not correct. That halacha, Mishpacha, Shenitma'ah. Nitmo, if a mamza blended in, you leave everything the way it is, that's because there's a halacha. When the end of Kiddushin says, Tophic mamza is mutam in atar. What is the din of Tophic mamza? Tophic mamza means mamza sheni yodua. Not only a Tophic mamza, you have to have yediyas hamamzeris in order to have the yisim. So mamza sheni yodua is mutam in atar. A Tophic mamza, they asked with the rabbonim. But mamza sheni yodua, they didn't even ask them with the rabbonim. Rabbi Chana Basimah gives this marshal, and he has a daughter that he printed in the Degel Atar, that was the Yarchun that they had in Europe. So he printed the following daughter, let's say, I know that Pliny is a mamza, but no one else knows, the family does not. I know the mother remarried and there was no get, but no one else knows the whole story. So he said, Rabbi Chana says, I can read the shidduch. I can read the shidduch between this mamzer and another person. I can be beside a kiddushin. There's no problem of lifting evil, listening to Mishal, because since it's not public knowledge, and the Chosim Kala don't know either, let's say, the person himself knows that he's a mamza, but it's not public knowledge. So that's a mamza yadua. So that's yadua to him. But if it's only yadua to a very small, select group of people, it's neither public knowledge nor is it the knowledge of the boy and the girl. So that's called mamza sheni yadua. So mamza sheni yadua, they didn't even ask him in the rabbonim. It remains that it's mutman atar. It remains mutman atar, mutman the rabbonim. Yeah, but this is only by mamza, not by a goy. The pashtus is that by a goy is certainly not correct. If you have a woman who was Ms. Gaia, and now she has grandchildren and great-grandchildren, now we study back the whole background, and we come to the realization that at the time that she was Ms. Gaia, there was no Bezdin in the mikveh. The Bezdin sent her with the mikveh lady, and Ramosha holds that that's a speker in Dina. Ramosha holds that that's 2 days in Tosfos, and he holds that we have not paskin lahakel, that that's a valid conversion. So what does it help that now it's already two generations later, and the whole story has already been forgotten? The halacha mamza sheni yadua is only din psulei kohol, not by goy. If a person is a goy, is a goy. So if all the grandchildren are goyim, so they're goyim. So you have to let them know that they all have to convert. The pashtus is that it's certainly not correct.
Why was it necessary? That there's a problem. and then you become a matzah shnei yedua.
Because man, they knew. Yeah, what are you doing? Everybody knew. Everybody in the family remembered the whole story.
The family didn't care for the family. The family said it wasn't.
It was irrelevant. But if they're going to marry from the Beis Hillel, then it will be relevant. Yeah, it will become relevant.
Yeah.
Here, the Gemara on Pehei on an Aleph, just in passing, the Gemara says if they made a Gemara din l'nisan, the person is already considered a gavur pila. So does it change the halacha? So the Gemara says, yeah, it changes a little bit. That the pasuk says, "Nasi bi'amcha lo sor the klola, the love of klola online pies, ba'amcha ba'isa ma'isa amcha." Number one, and number two, b'mekuyim should be amcha. If he's still alive, once he's dead, there's no love to be mekalal a dead person unless it's over the imo. There's a love with misa, and not only if he's dead already, there's no love in order machavera being kal. Even if he's nigmar dina lemisa, he's not called b'mekuyim should be amcha, and there's no love of mekal chaver. So the Gemara. First has a havamina, about 10 lines from the bottom, 13 lines from the bottom. The Gemara had a havamina, if it's nigmar dina lenisa, and the fellow is a gavrik tilo, oh, a gavrik tilo is already kemeis, before they came to the realization that you have a posik, nasi be'amcha ba'isa ma'isa amcha be'mekuim she'be'amcha, before they got to the last line. So 13 lines from the bottom, they thought, nigmar dina lenisa is gavrik tilo, so they thought there's no love at all to be mekalim. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? We have a memory of a Homer of Sheishes. We have a Gemara from Baba Kama. Bishu Yoshein, if I embarrassed someone while he was sleeping, and he died, a mace, he died before he ever woke up, and he never found out. Let's say, the father was drunk, and he was naked, and we uncovered the father. Mavaza the father. They uncovered the father. They did some mace, and the father died. The father died before he ever woke up, and he ever found out about it. So, if there's a chiyuv to pay boishes to the father, and the father dies before he collects nezik tzari for shevis and boishes, then the yorshim collect. But if the father never woke up, so he never perceived that there was any boishes, there's any act of busha done to him, so maybe the father has no right to collect, and the male of the yorshim have nothing to collect. So the Gemara quotes a memory from Rav Sheshes and Amora, b'yisha yorshin umeis, before he ever found out about a chayim. Why a chayim? Because, Rashi says, because even though the father never suffered the embarrassment, but there was an embarrassment to the children. So the Gemara says, Hachanami, you should be over here also. If someone is Mavayesh, what are over here? Nezek Tzavi, Peshevis, and Boshes. Someone is Mavayesh, the person who is Nikmadina Lenisa. So the Gemara said, how can you say that you don't have to pay Boshes? It should be the same as this case, Bishu Yoshin Ames. So the Gemara says, you're right. We made a mistake in the Havli. So the Tosis has a comment over here on this line. This Bisho Yoshein Umeis. I embarrassed the person who was alive in his sleep, and he never woke up to find out about the embarrassment. So Rav Sheshes, the Amoris, quoted as saying that Yechayim to pay the Boishes, and even though he died, the Yoshim have a right to collect the Boishes, the Yerusha from the father. So Tosis has a kasha in Baba Kama, Tamar, the Tosis has on the bottom. In Baba Kama, Perek Achel, Da Pevav, there's a different Amor by the name of Rababa Bar Mamel. He's not sure what the din is in this case. And the Gemara remains that they're not sure. Mahu, the Lo Yevshito. They don't have any resolution to the suffix. What's the din? The person never found out that I was Mavayashim. So do the Yarshim, Yarshim the Schus to collect the Bershim? So no, never got off the ground. He never got to first place. So how come in Baba Kama they're not sure? And all of a sudden over here they quote Rav Sheshes, a different Amora. The one who's not sure is Rav Baba Bar Mamel. The one who is sure is Rav Sheshes. But why didn't they quote? Why do they leave it as in the Bible of Sheet and Baba Kama in HaChoyvel, where they discuss all the details of Nezik, Tzari, Peshevis, and Bershim? Why don't they quote the member from Rav Sheshes? That's Tosis Kasha. Isn't there something strange here? So Tosis suggests maybe a change the gear Sahih. Change the girsa. They have two suggestions changing the girsa, and then they have one suggestion that's a popular notion that appears in Tosis in a few Masichtas, and Rabbi Kivega there in Baba Kama, Daf Pei Vav Amidei, refers you to a Ramban on Brochus, the Ramban on the bottom of the Riv, and the Melchamas on Brochus Daf Chof. The Gemara had a suffix, the Mishnah says that on Chof Amid Aleph in Brochus, that women are obligated to recite Birchas HaMazon after they finish eating. So the Gemara is not sure whether the women's obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is min HaTorah or min HaRabbanan. It's an Abayit Leib Sheep. So the Ramban says it's an Abayit Leib Sheep on Dav Chof, but when you get to other Gemaras later, it's clear in the Gemara that women are mechuyev to bench min HaTorah. that legitimate that the Gemara has an advisable lekshita here, and you push it the suffix based on some other mocker? Why did the Gemara quote it? You outsmarted the Gemara. You're smarter than the Ravina and Rav Ashi with the editors of the Talmud Bavli. If they didn't put it together, doesn't it show that it doesn't belong together? How can you be poshut the Shaila from another? You're a bigger bucky than the Mesadri Ashas. So the Ramban has six Marmakot. This case is one of them. Then Tosfos quotes from the Dorm Daf Lamed Hey. That's another one. He has a case in Brachas Daf Kaf. The third case, he has another three cases. Hey, Bach's always bikiyas. The Ramban has fantastic bikiyas. That's not Bikiyas. Bikiyas in a style. The Gemara has an Abayit Lev sheet, and then in another Mesichta there's a right to be Poshet the Abayit. So he gives around six cases where this is so. So one of the many cases, the case that Tosfos always quotes is this one. The Gemara in Nedorim has a din. If I took a netta not to get anor from you, so I have to be careful not to get anor. If I'm going to get anor, I'll be in violation of the netta. What happens? You're a Kohen. I don't like you, I took a netta not to get anor. So I come to the Beis HaMikdash, and there my enemy is there, my Muda Anor, he's there, he's being makriv karbonis. And I have to bring a carbon today. I don't have to bring it today, I can bring it tomorrow also, but I have off today, tomorrow I don't have off. So I come to the Beis HaMikdash, if I give him the carbon, and he's makriv the carbon on my behalf, is that a violation of Muda Anor? I took a netta not to get anor from you, so you're being makriv the carbon on my behalf? So is that considered my getting on? No, so the Gemara has a suffix in the dorm. Right. Should we assume the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash Shluchei Didan, he's doing it for me? Shluchei Dishmai, he's a Shliach of the Rabbanu Shalom. He's not doing me a Toiva, but being Makrib the Karbonis for me. So that's an Ibayah the Loib Shita in the Gemara. So for Tesis Akasha, but the Gemara in Kiddushin says Beferish, Shluchei Dishmai, not Shluchei Didan. The Gemara Kiddushin on Daf Chav Gimel has a big machlekes hatanan. If I have an Eved Kenayni and I want to be Meshachrer, the Eved Kenayni. So if I'll give a Shtar Shichur, if I write a Shtar Shichur to the Eved, how do you know there's such a thing as a Shichur Eved Aydei Shtar? It says by Get, the cost of the law safe increases. And it says by the Shivcha Kenayni, so Chub Shalom Nitan Law. He didn't free the Shivcha Kenayni yet. By the Shivcha Harufa. So we learn Gzeres Shavu Lo Lo Miisha. Chub Shal Nitan Lo means I didn't mishach with the Eved Kenayni, the Shivcha Kenayni, with the Shtar. So you see that there is such a thing as a Shtar Shikr. So there's a Machlokes HaTanoim in Kiddush and Daf Chav Gimel. Who do you give the Shtar Shikr to? Can you give it to the Eved Kenayni? Give it to the Eved Kenayni. It's called Mashikon Eved Kenayni. I was like putting the Get Shikr from your right hand to your left hand. Whatever you give to the Eved goes back to you. So we paskin that it does work. How does it work? He becomes a Meshukrar, and therefore, since he becomes Meshukrar, so he has the ability to be Mekabel his own Shtar Shikr. But it's against the logic. How can it be? We have rules of cause and effect. Boin Keachet is in contradiction to the rules. So one Tana, I forgot his name, I think our blood is Reb Shimon or something, one Tana holds not so. You can be Meshachar and Eved Kenayni, but you can't give it to the Eved himself. You got to give it to somebody else, and there's someone else is there on behalf of the Yevet, based on Zachni Yod Mishalag Gefon. But you can't give it to the Yevet Kenayni. You can't give it to your own Yevet Kenayni. That's like giving from your right hand to your left hand, called Mashikana and Kana Rabba. So you didn't, the Shtar Shichah never left your issue. Okay. So the Gemara quote, we don't pass like that. The Gemara quotes this Tana, whose opinion is not accepted. The Gemara clears our Shaila. What would the din be if the Yevet Kenayni appoints? I have an Eved Kenayni, I want to free him, and if I give him the Shtar Shichur, it's not going to work, according to this Tana. What if the Eved Kenayni will appoint a Shliach? They'll appoint another stranger as a Shliach. Can I give the Shtar Shichur to that stranger, Betar Shliach of the Eved Kenayni? Or do you say no? What kind of Shliach? The Eved doesn't have the ability to accept the get in person. How does he have the ability to appoint the Shliach? And Nishkin Balabos to accept it in person. How can he be the Balabos? So it can only work midin Zachadam Shlodachon. So the Gemara says, yeah, absolutely. We have a rule, Kol Milsad Deihu Lamatzi Avid, Shaliach Lamatzi Masha. If he can't do it in person, he doesn't have the ability to appoint a Shliach. According to this Tana, whose opinion is not accepted, this Tana holds the Eved cannot be Mekabel again in person, so he cannot appoint a Shliach, so he's going to appoint a Shliach Teignish. The only way to be Meshachre, the Eved Kenayni, is by giving the Shtar Shichre to someone else, B'Torah Zachon Yadam Shlavifonim, not B'Torah Shliach. So the Gemara quotes, the Memre, Because Hani, Rabuna Brei the Rebbe Shua says, Hani Kahani the Kohanim Net Beis Hamikdash cannot possibly be Shlucha Didan. It cannot be the Shliach of the Bala Korban, of the Bala Bos that comes. I'm not a Kohen. I can't be Makrib the Korban myself, even if I try. The Korban will be puzzled. How can I appoint the Kohen as a Shliach to act on my behalf if I myself can't do it? So it must be that a Shlucha Dishmaya. So the Gemara in Kiddushin quotes this member of Rabuna Brei the Rebbe Yeshua. Han the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash are Shluchei Dishmaya, they're not Shluchei Didan. And the Gemara in the Durham had it a suffix. The Gemara wasn't sure whether Shluchei Dishmaya or Shluchei Didan. So Taisus and the Ramban, many Rishonim say, you see that there's nothing abnormal about that. You have an Ibaibu like Sheet and one Mesichta, and another Mesichta, or another place in the same Mesichta. Many Dafim later, they'll quote a member of another Ramayra that'll be Poshid Ibai. It's not that you're outsmarting the Talmud Babli. Other Rabbi, Rabbina Rabashi, who edited the Talmud Babli, were hoping that you're going to finish everything, and if you go a little further, so you'll be poshut, they meant that you should go right there. And I read another 100 blocks later, and you'll be poshut by over here. Sure. That's what Taisus says. On the side of the Taisus, it says, I hate the Taisus Yuma daf yutes. The Taisus and Yuma does not agree with this Taisus. Taisus and Yuma says that these two Gemaras are not connected with each other whatsoever. The suffix in the Dorim on Daf Lamed Hey, if I come to the Beis Hamikdash and there's my enemy and he's a Kohen and he's Makrib the Karbonis and I ask him, could you do me a favor and Makrib the Karbonis for me? Of course the Gemara knows that he's not my Shliach. How can I make him a Shliach if I'm not a Kohen? If I can't do it myself, I can't appoint him as a Shliach. That, the Gemara knows that principle from Kiddush and Daf Chav Gimel, that the Kohen cannot be my Shliach. But the term Shliach with respect to Buddha Hanoah is not the same term as Shliach with respect to Shluch HaShalad and Kamaisai. The din is, let's say, it says in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, it says in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Shulchan Aruch, it says, if I don't know how to blow Shofar, and I took a net and not to get an oar from you, and he's the local Baal Tekeah, so I'll go over to him on Rosh Hashanah and say, could you do me a favor and blow Shofar for me? So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's a violation of Mudah Hanoh. If I ask you to blow Shofar for me, that's a violation of Mudah Hanoh. I took a neder because Shlichus Ikovi, because you're blowing Shofar for me. Unless you're the Baal Tekeah and Shul, you're blowing for everybody. And I walk into the Shul, so I didn't ask you specifically to blow for me. You're blowing for everybody, so we pass in the mitzvahs, lav lihanif nitzvah, so it's not a violation of Mudah Hanoh. But if I'm the only customer, I come to you after the davening and I say, I missed the tekiyas, could you please blow over for me because I didn't hear, and you're only blowing for me. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's a violation, it says Mola Rishon like that. That's a violation of the neder of the Mudah Hanoh because Shlichus Ikovid. What do you mean Shlichus Ikovid? When the Baal Tekeah blows Shofar all the Tzibur Ayotzi because of Shluchus Shalodim Kemoistor? It's not based on Shlichus. The Baal Tekeah doesn't, it's a mitzvah Shabbat. He's not acting as the Shliach of the Shomim. The word to Shlichus Ikovid means I'm asking you to do me a favor. I'm asking you to do a taiva to blow for me. That's what it means Shlichus Ikovid. It doesn't have anything at all in common with the principle of Shluchus Shalodim Kemoistor. That you can give a get Ayidei Shliach and you can make Kinyonim Ayidei Shliach. It's not the real din of Shliach. It's a different word. I ask you to do something on my behalf. So that's why the Gemara and the Dorim had a suffix. If I come to the Beis Hamikdash and I ask you to do me a favor, the Makar of the Karbin on my behalf, the Gemara knows for sure that you're not acting as a Shliach for me. How can you be my Shliach if I'm not a Kohen? How can I make you a Shliach? Of course you're not my Shliach. And nonetheless, it's still a suffix in the Gemara. Maybe it's a little bit Shluchei Didan. Maybe it's a violation of Mudah Hanoh, because Sof Kol Sof, you are doing it on my behalf. So maybe that's a violation of Mudah Hanoh. That's what Taisus and Yuma points out, that you can't be poshut the suffix in the Dorm Daf Lamed Hey from the Gemara Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel. They're not connected. The term that's used in Kiddushin, they can't be Shluchei Didan. That's talking about the principle of Shluchei Shalom Kemoisai. Can't apply over here, but the term that they use in the Dorm Daf Lamed Hey, Shluchei Didan, that means is he doing a favor for me? Could be he's doing a favor for me. Hakrovas Hakorban is a taiva for the Bala Korban, and it could be that it is a violation of Mudah Hanoh. Today's parsha we have the Chumash tells us about the mon of Bnei Yisrael and the Midbar Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them mon. So they were told that on Shabbos is going to be, on Erev Shabbos, there'll be an important klal. Hachana, for Dvarim Shedikdusha, always enhances the chshivas of the Inyan. They quote from the Vilna Goyim, that he commented on the story in Bava Metzia, the Rebbe.